Hey guys, I want to fellowship for a few minutes, and I hope all of you have been doing as well as you can, honestly. Stay in prayer for each other. I continue to pray for all of you, and for all of you that have prayed for me, thank you, and my family. I really appreciate that. You know, it's really important that we use discernment in these days, that we don't get distracted by all the chaos in the world and all the noise, so that when we are in those moments that are key, we can discern and understand any wisdom that, if we are even seeking out the Most High, our Father in Heaven, that when we block out the noise, we can hear Him and our Messiah clearly. Because there is a lot of deception in this world. Especially, you would see over the last 2 weeks, millions of people seeking after lying signs and wonders. Not only that, but seeking after the creation and not seeking after the Creator of that creation. I've been waking up around 3 a.m. consistently over the last 3 weeks now. I woke up again this morning at 2:51, went into prayer, and I got some confirmation on a few things, guys. If you've listened to me for any length of time, I have mentioned how there is some kind of insidious force that pulls the strings in our world. All right, anyone that loves the Most High, seeks after Him and the Messiah, you realize this, these principalities. I've been very clear about the leaders of our world, where I stand, where I've been shown in the Spirit what they are and who they worship, who they are for. I even shared a dream where I was in this political meeting and the cameras were on. I was in the Spirit. The cameras were on all these leaders of the world. And when the cameras shut off, all of their faces changed and became like these demonic looking faces. They had pointed ears, big eyes here, and they went skinny. These marked, scarred up faces, weird teeth. Like rows of teeth, you know, like not human looking. They had, some of them had bumps on their foreheads. And then lo and behold, a few weeks ago, the media came out and said, oh, if you see this, it's you. Don't worry. It's a neurological disorder. And they call it like demon face syndrome. What, I mean, do you see? Do you see with these wicked, lying vipers who were all around us, the stage that they continue to set? Now, when I got confirmation on the dream, that was just adding to a list of confirmations I've received through the years in the Scriptures and then backed up in the real world. And what I'm going to, the main point of this message is another confirmation. You know, you cannot trust these leaders of the world. And I see Christians all, you know, getting around Trump and, you know, getting all, you know, back in him and all this. And I think to myself, they're completely blind. Trump is a dragon. I've said this. He is of that wicked seed. Him and all the leaders of the world. Netanyahu, he's of that wicked seed. Most of the rabbis overseas. And the thing is, they spread out their people all throughout different countries so that they can play the stage against each other. But they're all from the evil one. Dragons in human skin. And I get a lot of hate and contempt on that point. Even fellow so-called brothers and sisters, you know, that's impossible. If that were so, they wouldn't be able to hide it forever. Well, they can't hide it forever because it's coming through now. Those of you who have spiritual gifts and have walked in the Spirit before, you know what I'm saying is true. Those of you who have sought after through prayer, fasting, endless nights, blood, sweat, and tears, seeking after the Most High and His counsel, you know that what I'm saying is true. There is, again, a force on earth that has been unleashed, that is here present with us in the physical, walking around in human suits. And this morning, when I woke up at 2:51, I ended up on one of my brother's videos. And he's a dear brother of mine. I've been in contact with him over the years and messaging and commenting. And he has a YouTube channel called The Controversy 7. Now, you know, he covers some things that are borderline conspiracy, right? That's what they want. The evil one wants all the people that speak the truth to be made out to be crazy and conspiracy theorists, right? Not knowing that they have the power of the Most High in them, and that I'll fight in the spirit all day, because literally that's all I've done in the past 7 years. Every day is a spiritual battle, but in the physical, they have a representation also. And, you know, I watched this video of this brother, and he's talking about something that was off, and I thought it was very off too. How this Dragon Trump did a commercial for a Bible. And Christians are all like, oh, he's going to bring back, you know, righteousness and all this to America. And, you know, and it's got the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and this Bible. And they're getting all excited. Oh, he's the one. This same dragon is the one who sold the suit and had it cut up just like Jesus's clothes. And then people hit the pieces of his suit from court. Blaspheming the Messiah right out in the open, and people are buying it. Now he's selling this Bible. It's this big thing. Well, in this commercial, I caught something right away, but this brother did a full video on it. I was looking in his eyes. I always look in people's eyes. And I'm looking in Trump's eyes, and I'm like, that left eye is off. It's always the left eye. It depends on. There's two camps of these evil ones, and they're both fighting for the seat of power of the Antichrist, of the evil one to rule over earth in his time, which we are in his season. You better believe it. We've been in his season for a while. And I saw his left eye, and I even got a still photo of it. And what I saw, absolutely, the Most High, he convicted me in the spirit. He's like, you've got to look closer. You've got to look closer. And this was 3 a.m. in the morning, just this morning. And again, when I saw it, it was in shock that it was that clear. And that they're out in the open now. They're showing their true colors out in the open. Soon it's going to be cool to not only, you know, be part of these groups, but look how people worship after these leaders. And think that they're actually, their intent is towards bettering earth, when their intent is to set up the reign of the evil one. Again, people think, oh, you're crazy. I mean, I have the still photo. It is clear as day. It is a recent video that Trump put out, and you can't deny it. It is 100. It's so crystal clear. I think that in the moment I took the still photo of this video, that I felt the Most High. I was like, when I zoomed in and cleared up the picture, I've known for a while, what I saw, it was just more confirmation. It was so clear, you cannot deny. It was a slit pupil. So, I mean, I'm debating whether or not to share the picture in a manner on, because people are going to be like, oh, that's a glitch, that's this, that. No, it's not. It is a dragon. Well, how can they walk around like human? How can they? He seems like he's talked so normal. He's done all these good things. Remember the poem he read about snakes? The woman taking the injured snake in? He was talking about himself. And he's just one example. I also shared a dream where I saw a bunch of leaders around this big oval table, and I felt like they were in some kind of black pyramid in Antarctica. I shared that dream on my channel. It was more of a vision. It was so clear. And at the head of this table was this really tall, kind of lanky, kind of weak, skinny looking being with a hood on. And all these leaders of the world were around this table, and they were represented by animals. And I said, the president of our country was there, but it wasn't the one we have now. I even said in the video, it was the other guy. It was Trump. And I'm sure this video is going to get so blasted. My channel's shadow banned, censored, comments blocked, deleted. I can't even comment back to half the people, half of you guys. They're just playing games. Because when you speak the truth, you're not going to have 500,000 followers. Subs, you're not. And be careful when you listen to people that have a million subscribers. There's a reason they have that many. Most of them are divisive. Most of them break up. They make the blood of our Messiah to just be a novelty, not crucial, not important. They make the sacrifice, Jesus, Yahushua coming and dying for all human souls just to be, well, it depends on if you're doing this or that. You know, if you're in sin right now, then, you know, you're no one's worthy. Not even the person that thinks that they're worthy because they have good works. They are not worthy. We're only good through Him, through the Messiah. That is the only way home. But when you speak the truth about these things, you get not only hate from trolls on social media and so-called brothers and sisters who will flat out curse you in messages and then say they're a Christian, but they'll curse you. They'll use curse words. They'll curse you. About a month ago, I had some witches try to put some kind of witchcraft on me. I got real sick, and then I fought through it. To all praise to the Most High for that, and the Messiah. Without their counsel and their redeeming me, I'd probably still be sick. But I was able to fight through it because of their strength. Because I didn't have the strength to do it, and that's the thing. Don't trick yourself thinking that you're strong. You need to keep yourself humble because you're nothing but dust. And if you don't roll with the right camp, you're nothing, period. You're going to get cast in the lake of fire with all these dragons. Oh, man. And that's the thing, is that it's a spiritual and a physical thing. And if you cannot see in the spirit, you're blind. You're blind. You're completely cut off from the truth. I don't mean to get a little fired up, but you know, I only do messages when I have the discernment and when I have properly. This is now 3 weeks in running. I've been waking up around 3 a.m. If not right, one morning I woke up at 3:33 a.m. One this morning, 2:51 a.m. Other mornings like 2:58 or right on the dot, 3 a.m. I'm up. You know, when I stayed up to like 5:30 in prayer, you know, I was led to our brother's video. And I don't follow many people on social media, guys. I have a handful, maybe four, that I actually listen to and follow. I've unsubscribed from more people in the last 6 months than I can even count. Because they're all wolves in sheep's clothing, all of them. Now, some of you that I follow that have small channels, that's different. I'm talking about people that are like, I got to have a video every day. Look, a tree fell down. I got to do a video on it. And they seek no spiritual wisdom. And their videos to me are vain. They're empty. They have no meat. But again, they want to be part of that algorithm, which I don't care about that. I do this only for one reason. That's bring glory to the Most High. And share truths that I'm doing this because there's those of you out there that know that needed this confirmation so that you understand that you're not crazy. Because you're not crazy. this world is run by psychopaths and murderers and dragons. Literal. Okay, I don't just say dragons as in, oh, it's a term, it's just a metaphor. No, I'm talking about actual. You know, in scripture where it talks about Babylon, how it'll become a den of dragons, a place for every unclean bird. What does it mean, unclean bird?